What about a place where people are buried? You call that the
cemetery?
Some
people call it the graveyard.
Would you have any special name for it, maybe if it were out in the country on private property just for one family?
A plot. You know, that's my refrigerator. Excuse me. You might not want.
We have to do that at night. It'll go for 20 minutes.
Is that right?
It's really like late.
Yeah, we were talking about one that was on private property.
Right. A family plot.
Family plot.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I guess.
You ever heard any joking terms for one? A cemetery?
I don't right offhand think of it.
Like a skull orchard?
No.
Okay. What about the box that people are buried in? You call that
the coffin?
Okay. And the ceremony. You say you're going to so and so's
funeral.
Say if people go to a funeral dressed in black, you would say that they are in
mourning.
Do people around here do that much?
You're not going anymore. Mm-hmm.
What about this expression? Say if somebody meets you just on an average day and says, "Well, how you doing?" You know, inquiring about your health.
Yeah.
What might you say?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. What would you say if you're walking downtown and you just happen to meet somebody, pass somebody that you know on the sidewalk, what might you ask them, inquire about their health?
Probably, how you doing? How you getting along?
Would you ever say anything like that to a stranger that you just happened to pass by, someone you didn't know?
I might just speak. But I don't think I would say, "How are you doing?" or something that I didn't know.
What might you say, just as a general greeting?
Oh, good morning, or hi there.
I see. Okay. What about, say, if somebody's troubled? You might say, trying to console them, "Oh, it's going to come out all right, just don't."
Don't worry.
What about a disease of the joints that old people get? A complaint of aching and
rheumatism?
Is there another term for that? Or maybe something similar?
Arthritis?
Is there a difference?
I don't know.
As far as you're concerned?
I don't know.
Okay. What about a disease that children used to get and die from? They would get sores in their throat, wouldn't be able to breathe, they'd suffocate. Give shots for it now. It's not too
common. A whooping cough or?
Had something else in mind.
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
That's malaria, I think, isn't it?
Typhoid
fever? Pardon?
Anything besides that?
Scarlet? I don't know if any other. Yellow fever? Jaundice?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know much about these diseases.
Say if a person had to have his appendix removed, he might have had an attack of
appendicitis.
And say if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to
throw up, vomit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The word vomit, throw up, would both of those just be regular terms that you would use, or would one be more polite or one a little bit more crude than the other?
Oh, I don't know. I guess if I wanted to be more polite, I'd say somebody had to throw up.
Throw up.
Yeah. Right. They lost it then.
What about a crude term that comes to mind? If somebody were joking, so-and-so just couldn't handle his lunch, he was leaning over the fence. He had to puke?
Yeah.
Would that be considered crude?
Yeah, I think so.
And you would say that?
Puke?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever heard something like barf? Mean to vomit?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about somebody who's like that? You'd say he's sick.
Sick at his stomach or to his stomach?
Okay.
I don't know.